Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And joining us here this morning, live and in living color here, we have Ann Gray back on the program. Ann, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, you're very excited.
Yes.
That's great. That's great to see. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
This first song that I'm going to be playing is an original song called Sirens.
Okay, this is Ann Gray here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Sitting in class, my pencil's tapping, and I'm writing something down. I'm taking your name and rhyming it with things just to see how poetic it sounds. Ooh, it must be something in the way you move, or the way you say my name like it belongs to you. You're my favorite thing to cry about lately, and I'm overanalyzing everything you see. You run your hands through your hair when you laugh, and you've got eyes like an ocean, and you know I would dive right in, ignoring all the signs and sirens, if you'd say my name again. Talk about you all the time, and my friends all know it's you, but they all know that I never admit it. You're stuck in my head like a song, and it's only got a couple hundred verses. Ooh, it didn't say on those candy hearts, look before you leave, cause you might just fall. You're my favorite thing to cry about lately, and I'm overanalyzing everything you see. I've got your smile on my mind, and I've got your number memorized, though I'd never call it. But I'd ignore all the signs and sirens if you'd say my name again. Name hangs from my lips like some sort of sweet refrain, and it's stuck in my head, and I play it over and over again. Cause you whisper like winter and you sound like spring, and suddenly I'm falling in, tripping over myself again. But I'll ignore all the signs and sirens, all the warnings, all the omens to get to you. I'd walk through fire and do it again, just to fit my palm to your hand. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Yes, Ann Gray here on Hunter at Sunrise. And you can tell we have a studio audience. Ann's parents are here as well. Well, great song. This is a new single, I understand.
Yes, it will be released November 19th, I think.
Wow. You even got it down to the day.
Yes.
Man, you are operating like a well-oiled machine, I would say.
Why, thank you.
And congratulations on winning the big songwriter contest last, what was it, about a week ago at the Z?
Yes.
That must have been exciting.
Yes, it was very exciting. It's also one of the first, I've just recently started playing out live, which has been such an exciting experience for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wowed them at the launch party for the 100 Sunrise Sessions Volume 2, the pandemic recordings.
Yes.
My gosh, you could hear a pin drop in that place. How do you like performing live?
It's definitely been a very rewarding experience. I've done a couple online live streams throughout the pandemic, but
yeah,
performing live has just been so interesting in a way of being able to see like the audience's response to the song and be able to interact with them.
I bet. And you have this EP, you released it, what, in April? Or
yes.
Yeah, it was in April.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of a live thing for you too. Didn't you perform there?
Yeah. Sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, didn't you perform at your launch party for your EP? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. My EP, Foolish, I released in April,
Yes.
But we had been recording it throughout the pandemic, and so it was very exciting to release that.
Well, you had a song on there called Pretty Boy, and mm-hmm. we've played it here on the show.
Oh, yeah.
But all those voices in there, is that you?
Yes, it's all me on the EP.
Wow. And you produced that, or did you have help with that?
Sky Zent's a local singer-songwriter, and she's also my friend and teacher.
Right.
She produced it.
She helped produce you.
And yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. How's the EP going? I'm sure a lot of people have probably purchased it by now, huh?
Yes. It's kind of cool. The other day, I was walking into school, and this person who I'd never talked to before, he came up to me and he was like, "Oh, I heard your song on this local radio." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool. Thank you."
You're a celebrity.
Yeah, I know.
How are the kids at school taking your celebrity now?
It's been really interesting just to see how many people, like I didn't even know before, who had like such a passion for music, who have come up to me and been like, "Oh my gosh, I heard your song.
Yeah,
I really like it." And then I've heard of all these other people who are starting to get involved in the local music scene. And it's been just so interesting to connect with all these people.
How often do you write? Do you write every day, or?
It usually kind of depends on when I'm feeling inspired. I think recently, whether it be like a full song or just like a verse or an idea, mm-hmm. I usually find myself writing at least something once a week.
Do you find that songs just naturally come out, or do you have to work on them for a long period of time?
It kind of depends on the songs. There'll be some songs that I'll just sit down and like I blink my eyes and suddenly they're finished. But
wow.
Then there's a couple other songs I've been working on recently that like I'll do a verse and then I'll be so happy with it. And then I just can't get like the second verse right. So I'll just keep thinking about it over time until suddenly there's one line that comes to mind.
Where do you get all this? Where do you get your schoolwork into all this?
I was thinking about that earlier. Honestly, I ask myself that sometimes too. But I try to make time for everything.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We're talking with Anne Gray here on 100 at Sunrise. Would you like to do another one for us here?
Yes. This next song that I'm going to be playing is another original song called West Virginia.
Okay.
And I was inspired to write this song after my dad and I had found this series of home videos from my grandfather, who passed away before I was born.
Wow.
And this song is kind of about having a collection of secondhand memories about him.
Okay. Here is Anne Gray here on 100 at Sunrise.
Looks like you're somewhere out in West Virginia, in the old videos that we found. And you're laughing and you're singing as you roll over the Allegheny Hills. And I hadn't heard that voice before, but I've heard of. There's a book beside my bed that I like. Apparently it was your favorite. And I heard you like to play the guitar. And I heard you like to sing. And you're looking out out the window. The camera's shaky, 'cause you didn't know that we would be looking at these. There's a picture of you in my parents' room, and things about myself I wonder if I got from you. And people all over this town that you knew, and they all say how kind and how good you were to them. And I heard you like to play the guitar like I do, and I heard you like to sing like me. And you're looking out the window, the camera's shaky, 'cause you didn't know that we would be looking at the videos are all from what looks like the 90s. I can make out your face though the camera's shaky, and you're smiling so wide in my mother's graduation. She now has the diamond you gave my grandma in the necklace. I never met you, but it feels like I know you, and it looks like you're somewhere out in West Virginia.
Wow.
Thank you.
Anne Gray here on Hunter at Sunrise. Wow, what a song. And was that one of the songs that just kind of poured out of you, or did you have to work on that for a while?
I think that one I wrote in one sitting.
Really? Wow. And I could almost picture your grandfather in that song. That was really something. It must have been cool to see your grandfather on video.
One of the lines in the song, it's, I'm trying to remember exactly what it says. It's, there's a picture of you in my parents' room and things about myself I wonder if I got from you.
Yeah.
But that was kind of another reason why I felt so compelled to write it, because, my mom's told me so much about how, her side of the family, was so interested in music. And so sometimes I like to think that that's kind of where I got my interest in music. And
yeah,
that was kind of another, like I said, another reason why I felt so compelled to write it.
Wow. Well, how far do you want to take this, do you think? Do you think you want to do a career in music?
Right now I'm just seeing where life takes me. But
yeah,
I mean, I'd like to see what happens.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, I think your songs are very, I don't know, very honest.
And thank you.
Very intricate. Do you have trouble remembering the words sometimes?
Usually not. Usually the only times I mess up on the words is if I'm feeling like really nervous and I start overthinking it.
Yeah.
And purposely like trying to remember. But
yeah,
usually if I'm just playing it, usually it just comes naturally.
Well, the lyrics are very complicated. That's the word I'm looking
yeah.
for. Complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And how can people pick up this EP of yours, Foolish?
Yes. It's streaming on Bandcamp and all other platforms that you could stream music, like Spotify and Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And it's Anne Gray, and that's G-R-A-Y. Some
yes.
people do it G-R-E-Y.
Mm.
Are you going to be playing anywhere soon? Do you're getting into this live thing. Do you think you might play out more?
Yes, actually, in November, I'll be performing as part of the Singer-Songwriter Series at this festival in the Vibe District, and that'll actually be the first of Sky and I's Farmer's Market Tour,
yeah.
which I'm very excited for.
Yeah. Well, cool. We're talking with Anne Gray here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here?
This next song that I'm going to be playing is a song called 21st Century, and
you played this for the first time at the launch party for the Hunter at Sunrise Sessions Volume 2.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first time you'd played it, right?
Yes.
And you'd have written it just a week before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So I think at this point it's been about 2 weeks or so. Yeah. But fairly recent.
So this is a veteran song is what you're trying to tell me. Mm-hmm. It's been out for a while. Mm-hmm. About a couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Here's Anne Gray here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Recently I've started taking therapy, 21st century first one with technology. I try to love myself, but I only do when the internet says that it loves me too. You generation, please give me my validation. Tell me what's trendy, tell me what's not. Tell me what's cool and tell me what's hot. Wait till it's trending to talk about it, but make sure you don't talk politics. Boys will be boys and boys will be jerks. Generation oh so insecure. To feel, we just try to force serotonin and drown it out with melatonin. Oh, so mentally unstable, but watch your mouth or get hashtag canceled. Oh my gosh, you generation, please give me my validation. Tell me what's trendy, tell me what's not. Tell me what's cool and tell me what's hot. Wait till it's trendy to talk about it. Little orange bottles with little green tablets. Boys will be boys and boys will be jerks. Generation oh so insecure. Accomplish, flaunt it, and make sure that you post it. Tell me what's the standard, someone give an answer. If you're gonna judge it, won't you tell me what it is first?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anne Gray here on Hunter at Sunrise. And complicated, that is a complicated song.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Mm. It's something really, well, it's kind of tough, I guess, growing up and everything is coming at you all at once.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like things are just too crazy for you?
Well, one of the main things that I think inspired the song is kind of the concept of the second verse that's like, tell me like who I'm supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like especially in the 21st century, there's such this pressure on fitting societal norms and standards,
yeah,
which are also constantly changing, which leads to such like a complicated, like pretty much like relationship with,
yeah,
like social media and things like that.
Wow. Well, Anne, I appreciate you coming down here today, and all
thank
I can
you
say is keep at it.
Thank you for having me.
Just keep at it. It's really quite remarkable what you're doing right now.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best with it. And of course, the EP is called Foolish.
Yes.
And look for the new single, Sirens, right? Mm-hmm. In November. What's the date again?
November 19th.
Excellent, excellent. That was a test. Yeah. I was just trying to see if you remembered.
I know, I did.
Thank you so much for coming down here today and being live on the radio.